Welcome to step four of the five-step challenge trading beliefs process, in which we are continuing your journey to understand and challenge your trading beliefs. I'm Les Meehan, founder of the RightMindTrader.com Academy, and in this training video, I will teach you to uncover the beliefs you have around the bigger picture and general topic of trading. You will remember I have said you are likely to have formed beliefs about a whole mass of different topics, and each topic will have its own room in your belief fortress. Well, for you as a trader, trading is one of those topics, and it will have its own room too. And on the walls of that room will be the beliefs you have created around trading. Let's start right now with a little mental exercise. I want you to simply close your eyes for a moment and think of the word trading and everything that means to you. As you do this, become aware of the images, sounds, and feelings that come into your mind and form them into a movie that you are watching on the movie screen of your mind. What does your movie contain? Open your eyes now and note down a few of the key details about the movie, and in particular, any thoughts or comments that came to you from your inner voice. What did you hear your inner voice saying as you watched your trading movie? It may help to now run the movie again, and this time focus on listening more for the inner voice and note down anything else you hear. These are likely to be some of the beliefs you have around trading. Now you are in touch with your inner representation of trading, let's do the belief discovery process. What negative things have you seen, heard, or decided around trading? For example, you may have seen successful traders driving expensive sports cars and felt jealous. Or have heard groups of traders talking about their big wins and felt left out. Or even after a few bad losses, have thought or decided that trading is a fool's game, but carried on trading anyway. All of these things go deep inside and can stick to later reappear during your trading sessions. So make a list of anything that comes to mind, no matter what the source, and remember, be totally honest, but reserve judgment. In what negative ways has trading impacted on your life? Think now about any negative experiences you have had with trading. Of course, you'll have had the negative experience of losing a few trades, but think even bigger than that. For example, have you attended seminars or other trading events where you were left feeling negative about something? Note it down. All of these trading experiences may have left their mark on you at a deep internal level and may have created little beliefs that have now been written on your walls in the belief fortress. So note them down. Question three is, what beliefs have these negative experiences given me? The answers to this question will highlight any other new additions to the writings on the walls of your trading room in your belief fortress. As you consider these three questions, dig deep to find all of the negative thoughts and beliefs you have around trading. Examine those walls carefully. When you write them to your list, remember to start each belief with the words, "I believe." Follow this with the belief statement. So, "I believe," followed by the belief statement. These negative beliefs about the bigger subject of trading will be impacting on your trading sessions at some level and need to be resolved, which I will teach you how to do in the next video in this part two training series. Please make sure you add your answers in the relevant space on your worksheets so you can review them as needed. Now you are connected with your beliefs about trading, do this exercise. Time to relate those beliefs about trading to your actual trading activities. Choose one of the beliefs and, in conjunction with everything you now know about your trading behaviours, ask yourself the question, how does this specific belief manifest in my trading? Mentally run through a typical trading session and really try hard to find where the belief may have affected your behaviours. Pay particular attention to exactly where and how the negative impact was felt and how it influenced or changed your intended behaviours. Repeat this exercise for each of your identified trading beliefs. Wow, I know the last three training videos have probably been very challenging for you with the series of questions and exercises designed to thoroughly uncover all of your underlying beliefs about those important topics and bring them out of your belief fortress and into the open so you can now deal with them. Let me congratulate you for all of your effort and dedication during these processes that I believe are so important to your trading success, because you are now in a unique position of having attained a higher level of self-awareness about yourself and your trading that most never reach. It has been necessary for you to make the journey so far to analyze these areas as completely as possible in order to identify your beliefs about you, about your relationship with money, and about trading, ready for step 5 in this 5-step process. The training videos you have now worked through so well have thoroughly prepared you for the final stage in this Challenge Trading Beliefs part of the program, where you will soon learn to change, resolve, and eliminate the inhibiting beliefs that are harming your trading and holding you back from maximizing your profit potential. Let's charge straight over to the final videos, where I teach you some powerful techniques to clean out and dust off the walls of your belief fortress. See you there.